Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, schools across the country are continuing to feel the impact of industrial action this morning, with talk now that schools may have to shut if a resolution is not found. Now, already some schools we know have kept students at home, and it comes as around 2,600 school secretaries and caretakers continue their indefinite strike action. They're demanding access to public sector pensions and other entitlements. In a moment, I'll speak to Andy Pike, Head of Education at the Forza Trade Union. But first, I want to go to Fairview in Dublin and to Alexandra Dwan, who is principal at St. Joseph's Secondary School there. Alexandra, good morning.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, and I was looking at this picture of you this morning standing in the yard outside there with a good bit of rubbish on the ground. Yeah. Now, your fears are around what the rubbish might attract, especially over the weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was yesterday. Obviously, today it'll be added to with lunches. More rubbish will be there. And I'm very worried now over the weekend what I'm going to have to deal with on Monday morning. It's already really, really in a bad state, but we have a lot of seagulls and birds and everything coming in. I'm very fearful that it's going to turn into rats. We're directly across the road from Fairview Park. And over the weekend, there won't be anybody here. I'm very anxious about Monday morning.
Okay, and the union advice is not to take on the work of the caretaking staff.
Absolutely.
And the secretaries. So no,
yes,
One's going to pick that rubbish up.
No, even, I mean, and we fully support our SNAs or our caretakers and our secretary. We are behind them all the way. We think they're dead right what they're doing. So we are following the JMB have advised us that we are not to take on any responsibilities that would normally be performed by the secretary or the caretaker. The only exception to that is to make sure that people who aren't on full-time contracts get paid. So myself and the deputy principal are handling that at the moment. But in terms of the daily activities, I completely agree. I think if we started taking on those jobs, we would be undermining everything that they're doing. The whole point of the strike and the whole point of this is to show the impact that them not being there is going to have on the school. Mm-hmm. We always sort of, like, I would sort of jokingly say, you know, they're the heart of the school and that the school would fall apart without them. But literally now, it is falling apart without them.
Is that how you feel today,
that
it's falling apart?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's certain things that it's a cumulative effect, to be honest, because at the very, very start, you know, it was small things, but everything is building up now. You know, even like the reception is closed. So parents usually, like for child protection reasons, parents can't just walk into a school where there's you know, students walking around the place. They have to come to reception. They have to make an appointment. Reception is closed, so parents are walking into the school. It's putting our deputy principal under huge pressure because they're actually going into her office then to say, can I make an appointment? And the post is piling up in the reception as well, including things like, you know, for over 16 students, child benefit forms, they have to be stamped by the school to show that the child is still in full-time education. Parents are coming looking for that. So they're piling up in reception as well. I'd imagine that's going to, you know, create bad feeling with the parents. Another thing that people probably wouldn't even realise is for any invoices that come into voluntary secondary schools, we have to have double authentication on our banking system. So that would be myself and the secretary. So we can't pay any of our invoices now that are coming in. So they're going to start piling up. I think it could even affect, you know, our school's credit and things like that as well.
Right. So there's a lot of problems on your plate.
There is.
Probably the most immediate one and the most visible one from the students' perspective is that rubbish outside. Do you feel you might have to make a call over the weekend or Monday morning about reopening next week?
Well, that's actually one of my biggest fears as well. It's really over the weekend. It's going to be Monday morning when we'll realise what kind of state the place is in. But for our school in particular, we have four special classes, which for anyone who isn't aware, they are autistic units. So for us to then make a call on Monday morning would be very, very late because in fairness, a lot of the kids are coming from really far away. They have taxis that collect them. Some are coming from as far as Balbriggan. So they leave very early in the morning in their taxi. And it means if we made a call, then we'd have to make arrangements for those students to go back home. And some students can't go home if there's nobody there. You know, it's quite stressful, to be honest. It is coming to a head for us. It's a health and safety issue. And today is Friday, and over the weekend, God knows what's going to happen with all that rubbish. So, yeah.
So it's a difficult call to close, but at the same time, if there was a rat infestation, you couldn't be in there yourselves. You'd have to close.
Yeah, we'd have no choice. Yeah, and like even now without rats yet, like just having our students and our staff, our teachers and our SNAs walking around through rubbish, basically, it's, you know, walking through a load of birds swooping down, like it's really, really not an acceptable environment. I mean, our priority obviously is maintaining teaching and learning for all of our students, but I doubt any parents would want their students or their children to be walking around where there's you know, birds and rubbish everywhere. It's not ideal at all.
So what are you going to do, Alexandra? Are you going to go in yourself on Sunday or early Monday? When will you assess it?
I'd say, to be honest, I won't be able to rest easy if I don't go in and see how it is. So I'd probably go in on Sunday and assess the situation. I have been in touch with parents on our school app. I've been sending letters letting them know the situation and just, you know, giving them warnings that the office is closed and how they can, you know, contact the school and all of that kind of stuff. But the health and safety thing is the main issue now at the moment. We really need to, it's something that's, it's going to get worse, and I will have to make a call, I think, on Sunday.
All right. Well, listen, the best of luck to you in dealing with it there in Fairview. And thanks for speaking to us. Alexandra Dewan, who's the principal of St. Joseph's Secondary School in Fairview in Dublin.
Yeah. Thanks a million, Claire. Bye-bye.
Well, we're also joined on the line by Alwyn Anderson, who's principal of St. Luke's Primary School in Douglas in Cork. Alwyn, good morning to you and thanks for being with us. And you say the impact is going to be felt really soon when things like invoices, hugely important, they're not going to be paid. So that has a huge knock-on effect for the people who will be expecting the school to respond and pay the money that's due to them.
Absolutely, Claire. I think we're finding exactly everything that Alexandra has discussed there earlier. We have all that in our school as well. We're a smaller primary school. But what we're finding is things like payroll. That's a huge issue. So payment of sub teachers, that won't be done. Invoices won't be paid. Our secretary coordinates all of the finances of the school. So organising invoices, accepting those things, that won't happen. Deliveries to the school, that's not happening at the moment. And then communicating with parents as well. Is becoming incredibly difficult. Any children who are coming in late in the morning, we have the secretary's office at the door. There's no secretary there at the moment. So either I'm doing that or the sixth class teacher whose classroom is very visible from the front door is coming out to answer that as well. So exactly the same things. Like, it's fine this week in that we're managing, but I think it's going to become really unsustainable as time moves on. And we're very disappointed. We had assumed that there would be more movement by now. We're very concerned that nothing seems to be moving forward and that there's no end date to this in sight.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely difficult, as Alexandra and yourself now are explaining. But for the people who are doing substitute teaching work, are you saying they just won't get paid now?
Well, usually the secretary is actually the data entry person. So she's the person who puts in, she or he is the person who puts in all the information about the sub teachers. So that is now transferred to the deputy principal. But the deputy principal, they're now in our school, the deputy principal is a teaching principal. So they now have to come out of their classroom for an hour or two to do that. So it's not going to be done as quickly or as seamlessly as it would have been done before.
And it also affects teaching and it affects learning.
It does. Everything affects teaching and learning. And we absolutely support the strike action. It's just that the fallout from it now is really impacting on our school, and it's actually impacting on the role of principals as well. Like, I'm lucky, I'm an admin principal. I have no idea how teaching principals are doing this because they have to teach full time and manage all of this. Mm-hmm. And then, as Alexandra said, the health and safety issue is a huge issue. Missing the caretakers, like, we have furniture piling up now that we had from our planning day. We have nobody to move that. Health and safety, the bins, they're not going to be put out. They're not going to be emptied. We have two play areas and there's a lot of equipment there. So that needs to be checked regularly. If it's not checked, we'll probably have to close that so the kids can't use that during the day. So there's a huge knock-on impact on the school.
And nobody's going to put out the bins, are they? Because you've been asked not to do that.
No, we won't do that. Mm-hmm. No, we won't. We don't want to undermine the strike in any way. We really do feel that our caretakers and our secretaries are doing the right thing. They're fighting for this for quite a while. And we're all behind them. I think parents are behind them, and certainly, you know, staff are all behind them.
So things are difficult with you, Olwyn, but I'm not hearing that you're at the brink of closure or anywhere close to it yet. Would I be right?
No, we're not close to closure at this point. And I think that's primarily because I am an admin principal. I think if I was a teaching principal, I think that would be very, very different. I think for us, what would possibly cause a closure would be the health and safety issue. So if there was an issue around a leak in the yard, if there was some kind of damage to anything within the school that was a danger that couldn't be fixed easily, that would possibly cause schools to close. Again, bins, health and safety, you know, vermin, all of that.
Okay. All right. Well, you never know, one of those things is going to happen. Olwyn, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us from Douglas in Cork. That's St Luke's Primary School that Olwyn is principal of. I'm also joined on the line by Andy Pike, who's head of education with Forza. And Andy, thanks for being with us this morning. So the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee, did say yesterday evening that the government now is willing to talk without preconditions, but you've declined that invitation.
Well, good morning, Claire. I think we've just heard a really good articulation of what happens if you remove secretaries and caretakers from our school system, and a very good perspective on the value of their work, which goes on every day and is often unseen, and we know from the government's point of view, it unappreciated. In terms of the industrial relations situation, we want to bring this strike to a swift conclusion. But industrial relations is all about having that relationship of trust between a trade union and an employer. And unfortunately, at the moment, there isn't sufficient trust between ourselves and the government, who are essentially the employer.
Andy, that you want before you will go into talks? Do you want a guarantee that you're going to get what you've asked for?
Not entirely. We've been here before, Claire. I think the Irish Times editorial of yesterday referenced a statement by then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar in October of 2020 that the government's intention was to regularise pay and pensions for secretaries and caretakers. When we took a very small group then of school secretaries and caretakers through a campaign and we got into the WRC, we were told by the Department of Public Expenditure they didn't have to take any account of that. They controlled access to public service pensions, not the Taoiseach. And around, if we agree to go into talks with no preconditions, we'll have to stand down this significant strike. And my worry about this is we'll find ourselves again in a room with people who are going to smile and laugh at us as they did last time and say, we've got you where we want you. There are no preconditions. It's auto enrollment. You can't have a discussion even about public service pensions. That's our genuine worry. I wasn't in the room, so I don't know
if anyone laughed at you, and I'm sure they would dispute that, and they're not here to tell us their side of it. So let's move on from there, because I want to ask you, because there's some political dispute over who's responsible for this, because Fianna Fáil seemed to say it's the Minister for Education, Helen McEntee. Fine Gael seemed to say it's the Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers. Who do you want to hear from?
Well, we need to know that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform are finally going to change their view that school secretaries and caretakers are only entitled to the new auto-enrolment arrangements that are coming in January. The Department of Education can't act on their own. They don't have the authority to say anything to us about public service pensions. The responsibility for that rests with DEPA.
Okay, so this is, as far as you're concerned, Jack Chambers' problem.
Well, he's the line minister, and the senior officials in DEPA, who for decades have refused to countenance school secretaries and caretakers coming into public service pensions, they will only take instruction from their line minister, nobody else.
So what happens then? I mean, if the talks can commence, will the strike be paused?
Well, we'd have to pause a strike if meaningful negotiations were taking place, be it through with the assistance of the Works Relations Commission or possibly the Labour Court. But when you, in these disputes, before you stand down a strike, there are normally conversations in the background where you receive confirmation that at least the agenda for the talks is clear. And at the moment, what I know is that when we get into talks, the government side's position is auto enrollment, not public service pensions. So can't move until we get some sort of signal from some grown-ups that they recognise the problem. Then when we go into talks, if we stand down the strike, what we're talking about is public service pensions, not auto-enrolment.
What sort of floodgates could this open?
Well, there are two floodgates that could be open, because the longer a dispute like this rolls on without resolution, the more people become angry and frustrated and things escalate. We don't want that. We've kind of held the line with our SNA members and said, we don't want you taking part in the dispute. But as time rolls on, people become more and more frustrated at the lack of progress. So I would be worried about where we'll be this time next week if this dispute rolls on. The other issue around floodgates
will your next step be to invite SNAs to take part in this?
No, we won't. But some of them are making their feelings clear with their feet. And we won't be changing our view. We've advised them not to. We've issued very strong guidance that they're not part of the dispute. But ultimately, you know, people are working alongside secretaries and caretakers in schools. They're watching them stand on the picket day after day on their own. It's quite natural that people want to show more support than they are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There is another floodgate angle to this, Claire. Sorry. The government's position is they can't concede anything because everyone else will want this too.
Yes.
And they're saying very clearly that there's an issue here about repercussive claims, about setting a precedent. But we've been looking at this problem for years. We haven't found any other employment in the public service or close to the public service. Well, you've got a situation, for instance, where there's 50 people employed in a school, 48 of them are given access to a pension and two are not. There are lots of groups out there who'd want better terms and conditions, but they don't work in an environment where their employer divides people in terms of summer in, summer out. They're either all in or they're all out. The employment relationships in schools are complicated, but they are unique. We don't think that there are going to be lots of repercussive effects. And as the editorial in the Irish Independent says, surprisingly, this morning, that shouldn't be a barrier to doing what's right.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, people listening to this will have heard, in particular, Alexandra in Fairview, worried about rats coming into the school because you've told schools that they shouldn't clear the rubbish. Now that puts her staff and the pupils there at great risk if they're going in there on Monday.
Well, the instruction not to clear the rubbish actually came from the three teaching unions who are supporting the industrial action, as are parents, as are the public, as are so many groups.
But what you're not saying today, Andy, is, well, look, for health and safety reasons, will you clear that rubbish? Because nobody wants to see rats in a school on Monday morning.
Well, we don't want to see schools infested any more than anyone else. But this has been going on for decades, and we've taken a stand. I mean, the secretaries and caretakers are a group in society that you would never expect to do this, ever. They work on their own in ones and twos. For them to come together across the country and demonstrate such strength of feeling in this way is unprecedented. So they know and we know if we don't win it now, we'll have lost the opportunity for a generation.
Okay, so the school should leave the rubbish there over the weekend.
Our view is the industrial action is regrettable, but it's necessary. We have to stick with it. It's in the hands of the government to resolve this.
All right. And Helen McEntee has said the government is here ready to engage with Forza without any preconditions. We know that that's what you have the issue with. And she says that she has been engaging with Minister Jack Chambers. But you've made it clear that this lies with Minister Jack Chambers and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. Andy, we'll leave it there. And thank you for joining us this morning on the programme. Any developments on that, of course, we'll bring it to you. It's a really urgent situation for schools all over the country. Coming up, though, from greasy pizza boxes to old bed sheets, how to manage your household waste. And if you have any questions on that front, you can get them into us on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32 or text us on 51551. Next, though, the dangerous street drug spice found in vapes used by school children in the UK. So could the same be happening here?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.